It's the 8th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The owners of a building originally created for the Captain Sir Tom Moore Foundation will have to comply with an existing Central Bedfordshire Council demolition order. Captain Moore's daughter, Hannah, along with her husband Colin, filed a revision to the original plan, then proceeded with the construction of a spa, swimming pool and a sauna. Council permission had not yet been granted and the new proposal was denied with a request to tear down the £200,000 project bankrolled by the couple. The decision was appealed, but yesterday the planning inspector, after twice visiting the site, concluded that the structure needed to be removed within 3 months. Captain Sir Tom Moore raised over £30 million for the NHS by walking 100 laps around his garden. The Office of National Statistics have shown that Bedfordshire Police recorded a rise in shoplifting offences, with close to 4,000 occurrences listed for the year ending in June. A spokesperson for the Association of Convenience Stores expressed frustration with the law enforcement, saying that the problem is far worse due to the majority of theft going unreported. Mohammed Yazin, the MP for Bedford and Kempston, said he will be attending the London Ceasefire Now march to push for a pause in hostilities between the State of Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Mr. Yazin, who condemned the actions of both Israel and Hamas, said the peaceful protest will not disrupt existing Armistice Day activities at the Cenotaph this upcoming Saturday. He said to do so would be wrong and very disrespectful. Last weekend, the Northern Lights were visible as far south as Ravenston, a village just outside Bedford. The event was captured by local photographer John Pauling. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.